This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban fighters are advancing toward Kabul, the Afghan capital, even as the first of thousands of U.S. troops to be sent back to the country set foot on the ground. The Taliban on Friday claimed victory in five major provincial capitals, including the country's second and third largest cities, Kandahar in the south and Herat in the west. A day earlier, the group captured Ghazni, a key city on the road from Kandahar to Kabul and just 150 kilometers from the Afghan capital. The development set off a new round of concern in Washington over the rapidly deteriorating security situation. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters on Friday, quote, "You can see that they are trying to isolate Kabul," although he said the Afghan capital is not right now in an imminent threat environment. But he called the speed of the Taliban advance deeply concerning. There are questions about how willing the Taliban will be to move on the capital and risk running into some of the 3,000 U.S. troops providing security for U.S. personnel and the nearby Hamid Karzai International Airport. The Pentagon said that the first of these forces from a Marine infantry battalion arrived on Friday, and the rest of the troops were expected to be in place by the end of Sunday. Their task will be to help evacuate all non-essential personnel from the U.S. embassy, as well as thousands of Afghans and their families eligible for special immigrant visas, a mission military commanders expect could put the troops in harm's way. In addition, U.S. officials warned that any attempted attack on U.S. forces would have to contend with U.S. airstrikes, not only from bombers and drones flying from U.S. bases in Qatar or aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf, but also from helicopters stationed at the airport. VOA News.